Yellow.
Yes, this is Rakiria giving you a call back from customer support.
Yes, I have a charge here for clean balance, green. What is that? I made a purchase, I guess.
Yes, okay. So as far as us, if you did place an order with us, it'll be a different name on your bank statement versus what the product is actually called when we pull an account up. So by that name, I wouldn't know. So we can see if we have an account for you, and I can see what you have. Can I have that zip code, please?
What did I buy?
Oh, I'm not sure what you bought. That's what I'm saying. It'll be whatever name's on your bank statement. It's different from whatever product that you ordered. That's why I say I can see if we have an account for you. I can see if I can put an account up for you so I can see exactly what you ordered. Yeah, so that's why I asked for that zip code.
And you're asking me for my
the
name?
The zip code.
18078.
Okay, and that first and last name?
Thomas Zukovich.
Gotcha. So I do see an account here for you. Okay, and for security purposes, can I get you to either verify the shipping address, the email?
TomZook@AOL.com.
AOL.com. Okay, that's correct. Okay. So I have here that you have the height fitness watch that helps track sleep patterns and measure steps.
Say again, ma'am, I'm sorry, but your drawl is so thick, I'm having trouble understanding you.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what you have here, the name of the campaign is for the Hype Watch, the fitness watch that helps track sleep patterns and measure steps on March 8th.
Ma'am.
What was that?
No, ma'am, I did not order anything like that. Who's billing me for this?
That's what I'm trying to explain here.
Okay.
Yes. So on March 8th, you pay for shipping and handling for this product, which was $7.92. So when placing this order in the terms and conditions, when placing it, it does state that you are starting a 14-day trial. So therefore, if you didn't call to get that account canceled within the 14 days of that trial, then you are billed the full amount for the product that you received during the trial. So that's what this $69.97 is for.
So it's $69.97 is for a watch?
That's correct. You were billed the full amount due to not canceling within the 14 days of the trial period. If you would have called to cancel, then no, you wouldn't have been billed the full amount for it. But due to not canceling, then yes, you were billed the full amount of $69.97.
I thought that $7 that I paid was for the watch itself.
No, the $7.92 was for the shipping and handling.
The shipping? I thought that was for the whole deal.
No,
not $70
sir.
For the watch.
No,
I mean, I got screwed out of $70.
Well, it's stated in terms of conditions before placing the order that you are paying $7.92 for shipping and handling. It says that what you're paying for shipping and handling.
Yes, but it never did say that I was being charged $70 for the product.
I don't know if it has a way to say you will be billed for, but it does state that you are starting a 14-day trial. And if you didn't call to cancel, then you are billed the full amount for it. It states it in the terms and conditions.
All right, I get it.